We give him in a time of peace what he extracts in a time of war, someone has said. And if you have never actually experienced the truth of this, sooner or later you will. There you are in a meeting, everything's going swimmingly, you can feel the presence of the Lord, and in that moment you give him your all. Sometime later, when the heat is on, you don't know which way to turn and you're feeling like running, he says, "I'll have it now, please." And that is the time when he will bring back to you the decision that you made to surrender everything to him. And he, at this point, is serious as a heart attack. He doesn't come now as gentle Jesus, meek and mild, wooing your heart. He says, "I'll have that now. I need you to come behind that decision you made when you were having a warm fuzzy about me." It's a principle with him. He woos you into the place where you can't turn back. You can't go back. And you're terrified to go on. But that is the whole of the Christian walk. You can't go back, and you're terrified to go on. And you can only go on by leaning on the Beloved. There is no other way than total dependence and obedience. And surrender is the way we find these things out. Because he loves to give you an experience of himself. Do you remember when Jesus set his face as flint to go to Jerusalem? Why did he do that? He had to. He was going to his death and he knew it. And comes the time with us when we're going to our death and we know it. So he extracts from us what we gave him in a time of peace. Because that war on the inside is raging and everything in you wants to show your back and run away. How's it working out for you?